You're listening to Rocket Knight.
This is Charisse with Rocket Knight Magazine, and today we are speaking with Steve Dombrowski of Detroit band Visitor. I saw them, in July, I saw them perform, and recently they just released a new single called Hollywood Kid. So we're going to talk about that. Hey, Steve.
Charisse, so good to see you again.
Good to see you, too. I love my Detroit people.
Detroit is full of fantastic people. And that's the thing. When I travel, I tell people I'm from Detroit. And it's less lately, but years ago, it used to be, are you going to shoot me? Are you carrying a gun? It's just like, no, man, you don't know Detroit. Like, Detroit's just full of fantastic people. So
I totally get it. It was murder capital of the world for a while, but it has changed so much. I love the Midtown. Yep. It's kind of bougie in areas too.
A little bit. Yeah. You know, even by where the old Tiger Stadium used to be, that wasn't necessarily an area that you used to hang out in when I was a kid, you know, but now that's where all the kids are hanging out.
Oh yeah. It's kind of like
kids are over there.
Yeah, that it's kind of like that Midtown area is kind of like bohemian, artsy fartsy, you know, cool and all that. And I go up there just to see you guys, discover new bands, and I don't miss Labor Day weekend. Unless there's a hurricane here, then I don't go.
Yeah, I mean, there are so many great bands, you know, in Detroit. I mean, it's always been that way, right? It's, you know, Motown, Detroit Rock City. But even just like newer bands and hard rock bands that are more like our genre, not necessarily like the blues rock or the hip hop rock or something like that. You know, just like hard rock bands. There's just a lot of really good ones coming out of Detroit right now. So great place to be.
I noticed metal has really taken off. There's quite a few metal bands there.
And there's always kind of been like an underground metal scene in Detroit. It's always been there, but I think maybe now more people are paying attention to it. So,
well, let's talk about Hollywood Kid. That just came out in December, and is this maybe the first single of an upcoming EP or album? What's going on with you guys?
Yeah, we're writing a whole new batch of songs right now. And I don't know if Hollywood Kid is going to be like the next single on the album, but it is. So we'll have another album, another EP. We haven't figured out what the number is going to be, but we're deep in writing mode right now. But we got to this point to where we just had this really, really good song, and we've had a lot of really good energy going on with the band. We got a new drummer, my brother's actually a drummer of the band now. And just a lot of really good energy. And we wanted to put something out. We hadn't put something out in 2 years or so. And we had this song that we just thought was really, really good. That could help us, you know, get momentum going again with the band. So it is the first. We're going to be going back in the studio in the next couple of months. We have two handfuls of songs that, you know, we're working on right now and trying to get going. So it's been a creative whirlwind for the band.
Well, 2 years is kind of a long time. Probably COVID had something to do with that.
Yeah, kind of a byproduct of COVID. So when we first got together as a band, what was that? That was 2018, I think that was. And we weren't playing shows. Like the three of us, Dustin, myself, and Randy, Dustin, the bass player, Randy, the singer, we've been in various bands together, you know, since we were in high school. But when we got together in 2018, we didn't want to do what we did before, and that was we write songs, we play a bunch of shows, everybody knows our songs, and then we put out an album. We didn't want to do that. So we spent the better part of like a year and a half, 2 years writing songs and playing a show here or there to kind of like test them out live to see, how a crowd would react. And then in 2019, summer of 2019, we started recording them. And the whole idea was to release them in March of 2020. So that first album came out March of 2020, and we couldn't do anything with it. So it's out there. So we're just sitting on these songs. But I mean, you've met the guys. You know that we're all super creative and like we never stop writing. So we had another batch of songs, couldn't play shows, but we're just like, screw it, let's record them, put them out there. And that was the second EP. That was Greetings from Titan. So we got that out there. So after COVID lifted, we're like, all right, well, we have these batch of songs that we haven't been able to play in front of a crowd. Let's play some shows. Let's build our following. And that worked really well for us. We were able to open for bands like Alien Ant Farm, LA Guns, just some really great bands. And we got our name out there and we were doing that for a while. But then through that process, we're sitting on all these other songs that we start writing. So now we're in that or the result of that, if you will, is like, okay, now we have all these songs, now we have to record those. So now we're doing the playing shows on the old songs and then recording these new songs. So we're in the right motion now, if you will.
Thank you.
songs. How do they differ from the older ones? Let's see, the first album you came out was called Origin Threshold.
Yeah.
And man, the artwork was really good for that one.
So Dustin Buckley, he's our bass player. And not only is he just such a force when it comes to having him in the band, because he brings, like, I might come up with a guitar riff, but Dustin does such a good job of expanding on whatever that initial riff is. So he has such a vital role in this band. But also, like, we don't have to pay somebody to create any of our artwork. Dustin does all of that for us. So all of his designs, he's so good with, you give him an idea of like what you're thinking in your head. He's just like, I got it. And he runs with it. He builds everything out. So he did all the album artwork, all of our lyric videos that are out there. He's built all of those, all of our logos, t-shirt designs. His brother prints our t-shirts. So it's like, it's this thing where, yeah, Dustin has been such an incredibly necessary piece to this band for multiple reasons. So,
Wow, I'm really impressed because each song has a different kind of a landscape with like
yeah.
geometric shapes. And it makes me think of like the 70s when Yes would come out with their albums. A lot of the prog rock albums would have beautiful artwork like that.
Yeah, and a lot of us get inspiration from bands like that. Yes, Rush, more modern day like Coheed and Cambria, bands like that. That idea, so the whole idea with those symbols for each of the singles, if you look at the Origin Threshold artwork, the symbols are in the portal. So that's a portal that opens up because you have those different symbols. So, or I'm sorry, they're not on the portal itself, they're on the rocks around the portal. So, but that's the idea, is like you use those symbols to activate the portal and that whole thing. So it has a whole concept album idea to it. So the whole idea is that visitor is this being that's making a decision to leave where they're at to go find new life. That's the whole idea behind visitor. So
Very spacey because that's how
okay.
the artwork and I notice your first stuff is very prog rock.
Yeah, again, like we kind of grew up with bands like that. Like we draw a lot of inspiration from bands like 311 and Incubus. But like I remember when I was a young kid, my brother and I, we would listen to my dad's old Rush albums. You know, my dad would just have a collection of old Rush albums. My brother and I would just, you know, put those on the record player and just play those, you know. So we grew up with bands like that, you know.
I picked up on that. I was thinking Rush
Yeah.
because the way your guitar work is, and then Dustin's bass and the drums, the way it comes together, I thought this is really prog rock, even the singing.
Yeah.
And that I grew up
That,
with
that's
that.
a huge compliment to even be, you know, to thought of, you know, in the vein with some of those bands. Like those are bands that we respect so much, you know. So that's a deep compliment. So certainly appreciate that.
Of course, you've been playing guitar for a long time. You come from a musical family.
Yep.
Just out of curiosity, how is it having a father who is famous? I mean, he's in Sponge. Has that hurt you or
Yes.
helped you? Or do you, what's that
Wow.
like?
Yeah, I mean, I would tell you know, it's for the most part, it's been fantastic. You know, as a kid, you know, growing up with it, you know, when my dad was on the road, when he started touring, that was what, 94, 93, 94. So I was 7 at the time, you know, and my dad would be on the road for months at a time. Spends years at a time. You know, he's just out there and, you know, he misses birthdays and things like that. So as a kid, I would tell you that it was more difficult, you know, but I would tell you that as, you know, a man now, I'm playing music with my dad, you know, it's been fantastic to be able to just bounce ideas off of him, you know, and send him ideas for songs and to just be like, what do you think of this? You know, or I remember Hollywood Kid, we finished it, and my brother and I, we sent it to my dad, and to just hear him light up, because of how good, he thought it was. And that it's not a fake thing, he's just reacting of just like he's reacting as a musician at that point. He's just like, this is really good. So it's been fantastic, and it's also been, I would say, really fascinating, especially like growing up, being a man, and being raised by my mom. My mom raised my brother and I, a lot on our own because my dad was on the road a lot. But to be able to take a step back and see how my dad has grown as a person, as a musician and as a person, and be aware of that. That's also really fantastic as well. So yeah, I mean, it has all of its different elements, but I mean, overall, I would just say it's been fascinating, in many different ways and
Well,
rewarding in a lot of ways. Yeah.
it's really unique. I mean, and true, it's a kind of a family affair. Your brother is drumming now,
He
and don't
is.
you
Yeah.
drum too? You're multi.
No,
You don't.
I'm
You just do
only
guitar.
guitar. Yeah, guitar. I songwrite, I write lyrics, and things like that. But no, so that came to be my brother, Jason. He was the original drummer of Visitor. So he was in this band when we were first putting this together, but he had two young kids at the time. So it was a little difficult for him to do really what we wanted to do. And it's so funny. We played a show in Wyandotte, Michigan. Beautiful concert hall. Have you ever been to District 142 in Wyandotte?
I've heard of it. I haven't been there though.
You got to
I
go
see it
there.
advertised all the time. Yeah.
Yeah, a beautiful venue. Julie Law, co-owner of the place, fantastic person. We've known her for a while. Great ownership, great staff. But we played a show there. Our drummer at the time couldn't play that show, and my brother filled in. And on no practice, we played for an hour or something like that. Came in, no practice. One of our best shows, nailed every single song. Crowd was into it. And after that show, we were just like, we can't turn back, So we made him the full-time drummer. And I got to tell you, what a breath of fresh air to have him not only playing these shows, but during the writing process as well. It's so fun. It's like having another me, because like he thinks about songwriting the way I think about songwriting. We bounce ideas off of one another. We're constantly thinking about it and analyzing different things. And then we can just show up to rehearsals with a song already pretty much fully baked for Randy and Dustin to put their parts to. So it's been a lot of fun.
Are you guys close in age too?
He's 4.5 years older than I am.
Okay, that's just
Yeah.
like my sister. And yeah, I think it's really cool that, like you said, you're like a clone. You have the same
Yeah.
history, the same taste, the same. So you really, and that's fantastic.
So funny too, because like my dad, my brother, and I, we have the same really dumb sense of humor. Like we just think of stupid things. And then one of us will say something, and then we'll look around in the room. Nobody else is laughing, but the other one is laughing, because we heard it. So it's fun that way too.
Sleep when I fall low, my body feels hollow. It's all mine, it's all mine. Words will be spoken, understood when broken. They're all mine, they're all mine. Clocks will be racing, they're stopping the ticking. They're on time, they're on time. I can't help but dismiss this feeling of sickness. I'll be fine, I'll be fine. Now seeing it this way, maybe I'm back. In this battle you're having, so go on, lay your hand down. It seems complicated, the past emulated. You'll find another way out. How am I growing but stopping in motion? I'm on time, I'm on time. I can't help but dismiss this feeling of sickness. I'll be fine. Am I now seeing it this way? Maybe I'm better off alone, they say. Tripping, you'll find. Hold the line, I am the sinker. My design, the overthinker. And what do I do when I fall in dismay?
That's great. Geez, we're in January. Before you know it, it'll be festival season. Are you guys planning to try to get into some festivals in Michigan?
We're working on shows right now. They keep texting me too, but we're working on shows right now. The whole idea was play a couple shows to get these songs out there, then get into the studio. But now we're working on planning what our shows are going to be like. So we have a show coming up in Grand Rapids on February 7th. And that show is with Embers Rise and The Fiction We Create.
Okay. Well, we will put that out there, February 7th, Grand Rapids. Is that a Saturday? Or I think it's a...
That's a Friday, actually.
Okay. You play mostly in Michigan. Do you have any plans to play maybe in Chicago or Cleveland or anything outside?
That was one of the points of actually moving to Chicago, is I wanted to try and create sort of another hub in Chicago. So that's what I'm trying to do, you know, is network out here, try to find some other venues in the area as well. So we'll be announcing some more shows here soon, music video we're working on, and then some more singles. So, and an album, all the stuff.
Have you guys played at the Diesel Concert Lounge? That's a lot of the bands play there.
We played there twice as visitor, I think. We just played there last year sometime. But good place. We know those guys. Do you remember the Emerald Theater in Mount Clemens, Michigan?
No, so I grew up half in Florida, half in Michigan, so
Okay.
I don't
So
know all the places, but yeah.
if you got Detroit right here, Mount Clemens is right here, right? So very, very close to downtown Detroit. But there's an old theater there, Emerald Theater, and the former owner of that place is now booking bands. He might own it as well, but at the Diesel Concert Lounge. So yeah, we go way back, with those guys. Good place, great sound system. So
I saw you guys played at St. Andrews too.
we have a few times. Yeah, that what a beautiful club that is. Yeah, we've been lucky enough, fortunate enough to play at St. Andrews. Yeah, I mean that God, it great, great sound there. It always feels like to you bring it fits 400 or 500 people there, so you pack it. And it just feels like a massive, massive event, So we love playing there. And since it's a large or small club, you're so close to everybody too. So it's really intimate, but it's still like you still have a big crowd there. I mentioned District 142. It's kind of like a more modern St. Andrews in Wyandotte. St. Andrews is an old church. And District 142, very similar layout to it, a little bit more modern, but very cool.
Here he
Very cool.
comes. Here he comes. Hopefully, we have
There it
enough
is.
time.
There it is. Coming in
Hi.
hot.
Hi, Dustin. I'm Charisse with Rocket
Actually.
Night. We were just talking about your beautiful artwork.
Oh, thanks.
I love your album covers and all that. Very prog rock looking,
Yeah, we're all kind of out there.
So you did you grow up in Detroit too, like Steve?
Yeah, so we all graduated from the same high school, and I graduated 2 years before him. So him and Randy both graduated together, and then Jason, Steve's brother, graduated 2 years before me. So yeah, that's a long
So
way to say, I
you
guess.
guys go way back. You're longtime friends. Did you have a band in high school too?
Yeah.
Yeah, we've had bands. Jeez, Dustin, how many bands have we been in now? Three, four, five?
Four. Four, wait.
Wow, that's a
One,
lot.
two, three, four. Yeah, four.
Jeez. Yeah, we've been in a lot of bands. And that, Charisse, that goes back to what I was telling you before too. It's just like with Dustin, it's like how we write songs a lot of the time is like me, I'll come up with a riff, a general like outline of what I think the song should be, and then I'll take it to the guys and they'll add their parts onto it. And Dustin is just about like adding to that and fleshing those parts out a little bit more.
Yeah, I'm good at, if you give me something to work with, I'm way better at that than coming up with something from nothing.
No,
Stresses me.
it sounds like a real collaboration between everybody.
Yeah.
I
Yeah,
mean, it's not just one songwriter. It sounds like everybody contributes something.
we all put our own 2 cents in. I mean, Steve, I think from the beginning, Steve has always been a songwriter. Like he from the you know you I mean what when we started playing, you were 16, I was 18.
15, 16, something like that, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you've been writing basically full fleshed out part like songs since the beginning. He's just that way, and I've heard people talk about that. With there's some people that just are they're just songwriters. They can just do that. Or it's me, like Randy said many years ago, like I could come up with a riff that you could like write a song off of, but I'm not very good at like piecing it all together, or coming up with it all, I should say.
You all have been in bands for a while. The music industry has changed a lot. What are
Yeah.
some of the challenges you feel that bands encounter today?
I think I'll give you my two cents, and then Dustin, I'd love to hear your thoughts on this too. So I think there is still the notion that bands think that, oh, I have to get signed, I have to get a record contract for one. And then, social media, being what it is right now, it's you almost have to not only be able to write a great song, but you also have to be good at creating content and generating followers and things like that. So that's a challenge. Going back to the record contract side of things, like we've known this for a while. Like, you don't need a record contract anymore. That's just we're not out there trying to chase a deal or something like that. We're trying to write really good songs, play really epic shows, connect with our fans, meet with them. Hopefully they connect with their music on a pretty deep level. That's what we're trying to do. But now on top of that, you have the social media side of things, where you also have to be really great at generating content and things like that to get your followers up. And the whole TikTok thing of just like, oh, you have to go viral on TikTok. It's just like, I don't write songs to become viral on TikTok. I don't give a damn about TikTok. I write songs because I want to write a good song,
It seems social media kind of cheapens it in a sense if you
a little
have
bit.
to do all these weird videos and weird gimmicks to get followers. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Definitely can, for sure.
And TikTok is supposed to be banned, I think, over the weekend or something.
I hope so.
Yeah, the whole like we know some bands, and we've kind of heard through the grapevine of just like how some of these deals are going, and they want you to get a viral 30, these record companies want you to get like a viral 30-second clip on TikTok, and it's just like, why? So I can have a gimmick that lasts, for a month or a week that, people are going gaga over. It's just like, again, that's not why. Dustin, hopefully I can speak for you, but that's not why we write songs. We write songs because, one, the art form of it, we love writing songs, and we love being able to get these crazy thoughts that we have in our head out there, but also other people feel this way. Other people are feeling the way that we're feeling, and they're able, that's the beautiful thing about music, is just being able to connect with people on a deeper emotional level. That's what we want. All this viral crap doesn't matter at all to us,
Yeah, I think it's
Dustin, what do you think about all this social media stuff and
I think it
pressure?
like you said a good thing, it cheapens it,
Yeah, that's how I
you
feel.
know. It's like, I think that's true. It's just but I think it's just about how you approach it, right? If you cheapen it, it will be cheap, you know. Same thing go, and I guess when you say it, when it cheapens it, it's like that boils down to like your, I guess, integrity comes to mind. Like, just as whether it's as a band or just as a person, you know, like if you cheapen your integrity, it's going to come out that way. And the same could be said for the old days, you know. Think about the old, I don't know, think about, oh, the classic saying, you know, back in the day before social media and the internet, it's just like, oh, that band sold out, right?
People would say that, yeah.
There's a similar correlation. So I think it's just
Yeah.
about how you are as a person, and just how you approach these things, you know. One thing is, like, we're not constantly posting things and constantly trying to be popular with our posts and every day just doing that. One is because maybe it's our age. We're all late 30s. I'm 41. You know, like, we remember we had enough years growing up without the internet. So, like, I don't, like, all four of us, we're not very attached to the internet and social media and our phones, and, you know. So, but I like that though, because when we do put something out, we put a little bit more effort into it, and it doesn't feel as cheap, I guess.
Well, for you guys, it's art, and I think a lot of these bands, they do what's called clickbait. They'll do
Yeah.
a gimmick or something stupid or whatever, you know what I mean? Just to get people to look at their stuff. And I feel people should want to look at something or listen to something because it's good. You know what I
Right.
mean?
At the end of
Yeah.
the day, we're making music, and that's what it's about. That's the thing. Everything else is a byproduct, So if you start focusing on the everything else and not the core of what you're doing, then yeah, you're gonna kind of lose your way. And I think that's happened throughout time. Think about how many bands, whether they got big or not, think about the sex, drugs, and rock and roll mentality. Think about how many people started out playing music because that's what they loved to do when maybe they're a little bit younger. And then they got some success, they got in a band, and they got out there. All of a sudden, the drugs and the rock and roll and the sex, and then that stuff starts to become more important versus what is
See,
important,
that's the thing with labels. If you're not on a label, you can actually produce music that you like, not what they think will sell and make money for them.
You
That's
know,
the
it's
big
like it.
difference.
I'm kind of like, there's the negative side to the current way that things are done with social media, but there is a positive. And the positive is that, like Steve said, you don't need a label anymore. If you have work ethic and you're willing to just treat this as your own thing and do that, go that extra mile beyond just the music part of it, anybody can, do what they want to do, And that's great, because before it was, you have to sign a contract. They're going to give you a bunch of money. You're going to be in debt. And because of that, there's a reciprocation that needs to happen. So if they tell you, oh, we need to go here. You got to do this. You got to do that. You have to appear for this. You have to appear for that. You have to do it because you signed that contract, right?
Yeah, it's a contractual obligation, or you get sued.
So there's a lot more. I don't know, just anything in life, there's always positives and negatives,
Well, we are actually almost out of time, believe it or not. Boy, did that fly.
That's fine. Apologize for being late.
Any parting words that you'd like to tell the people about your music or something that's coming up?
Now, I'll just say, go listen to Hollywood Kid. It's at this point now to where, so it's been out for a month. It's now our most streamed song, and we've had songs out there, for a couple of years. So, there is something that's different about this song. It's a very deep song. It was written from a pretty dark, deep spot, but the intent was to put something out there that people could connect with. It's something that everybody deals with, this idea of grief and loss. And so but go listen to it, stream it, share it with your friends. We will be at Mulligan's Pub, Dustin, right? Mulligan's Pub, February 7th in Grand Rapids. Looking forward to that show. Come out to that show. It's gonna be a fun one. And yeah, we'll have more to come.
I hope to see you guys this summer. I'm waiting for it to get warmer before I go to Detroit.
Come
Curious,
on
where
out.
are you It's
Located?
cold right now, so I won't be there, but hopefully I'll see you guys. I usually go there 4th of July weekend.
Where are you located?
Tampa.
Oh, okay. Oh.
I saw you guys at the Taco Fest, and I saw you before at the Magic Bag.
Nice.
So
Remember that show that
I
we
do
played,
go back and
Dustin?
forth.
Dustin, do you remember that show we played at the Magic Bag with Van Gogh? Charisse
I
was
was
there.
there. I took pictures.
Oh shit.
And I took pictures of you guys at the Taco Fest in July too. And I was at Arts Beats and Eats. I ran into Steve. I was talking to Taylor, riding with Killers, friends with Taylor. So
Love those dudes.
Yeah, he's a good
I do
dude.
too. Isn't he great?
Yeah, they're all good guys. Every single one of those guys. We were talking about Detroit bands earlier, and that's just another one of those bands that is a fantastic band in Detroit. Good friends of ours. Very silly, very fun dudes.
Well, that's why I keep going back. Great
And they can
music
play a
scene
good
up
song.
there. Great, the best music
Absolutely.
and the best people and the best bands, as far as I'm concerned. All right. Well, thank you for speaking with Rock at Night. And I'm sure you'll be seeing more of us, and I'll be seeing more of you.
Therese, thank
Thank
you so
you.
much.
All
We'll see.
righty. Thanks, guys. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
You're listening to Rock at Night.
The introductory song, Get On Down, is from blues artist Billy Bass Alford. Look for his music at ReverbNation.com.